Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, a very happy good morning to everyone out there. And news yesterday that Tom Brady just, as no surprise there, just took over everything with everybody's comments, and you know what made him great basically was the was kind of what everybody was trying to get to at 23 years and the numbers, and you know, writing some of this stuff down last night. And listen, he deserved it and he earned it. LeBron's gonna have the same thing, and all the other great ones that we have through the years. But my God, man, 89,000 passing yards. I remember when Dan Marino retired at what, 61,000 or something. I went, my God, man, think about how many years you're going to have to throw 4,000 to get to that. Good luck trying to catch Dan Marino. And then all of a sudden, Drew Brees and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Brett Favre, and I mean, all the Gunners were out there and just flying, throwing it all over the place. And when it's all said and done, and all those guys we went through that were throwing for a lot of yards and started playing a little bit longer and were productive late in their careers, and there's one guy that kind of jumped up ahead of everybody. We all laughed when he was at the end of his 30s when Tom Brady said, I'm going to play till I'm 45. We went, no way. Are you kidding me? No way. Not only did he play till he was 45, but he was productive till he was 45. He put up numbers this year that basically were Tua's numbers. And we are all jacked up about Tua's numbers this year. And Tom Brady had one of his worst years. What was it? 25 touchdowns and like 9 picks. And so, I don't know. And I hate to – I'm not going to come on here this morning because we got to see a lot of those games up close twice a year. But 89,000 passing yards. Good God. I don't even do that 5,000 a year, and I know everybody in the back of their mind's going, well, let's calm down, see how long Patrick Mahomes plays, because he's putting up early on. He's running a pretty good track meet with all those guys early on what he's been able to do as he's getting set for a Super Bowl. But yesterday, 89,000 passing yards, 649 touchdown passes, 7 Super Bowl rings, 35 playoff wins, 10 Super Bowl appearances in 23 years. He went, we haven't been in almost, what did we figure? It's 57. I played in 17 and 19. 19 was the last one that the organization played in. And Tom was basically going every other year of his career to a Super Bowl. And ends up going 7-3 in Super Bowl appearances. But just look at those numbers. Wow. Impressive. Not the greatest athlete. I know everybody went through that, and he's not Michael Jordan. Nobody said that. I agree. He's not Wilt. He's not Kareem, you know, and everybody goes to the great athletes that the basketball players are, and those guys are all fantastic. But, man, and I know Tom didn't run a 4.5 40, and he didn't throw it 90 yards in the air like Elway and all that stuff, but those numbers – And especially for radio where we go, well, he's got stats, but he's got no rings. Tom goes, I kind of equal. The way I look at my career, I got lots of wins in the playoffs. I got lots of rings, more than one hand. And I have all the numbers. Passing yards, passing completions, passing touchdowns. There's not, when he said there's not much left to do, of course he could have said that before. He could have said that when he left New England. But he actually gave Tampa Bay 3 years like of unbelievable playoffs every year, playoff wins, except this year they lost in the first round. But, man, so whatever Tom Brady got yesterday on the beach in Miami when he decided, when he woke up and said it's over, he must have been thinking about it, I'm done. Hey, man, you truly left it all. I felt the same way with Dan Marino when Dan goes, ah, man, I don't know, should I keep playing? Still got some chances to go other places. What do I do? Or do I, you know, didn't like the way kind of things left here. But, you know, I said, man, you know, knees were bothering him a little bit. He said, you know, he had good days and bad days sliding around in the pocket. And his arm was still good and real good. And I was like, you know, but he got everything out of it, man. He got Dan Marino didn't get cheated, you know. I mean, if you want to say cheated, yeah, he had a zillion knee operations from getting hit low so much. Back when you could tackle a guy from behind on a sack and you could hit him at the knees and you could blow his knee out and it was a sack. There was no penalty. But, yeah, man, I just wanted to start with that here early in the morning and with everything. No matter how you feel about Tom Brady, you know, and I hope you're not up in the morning already. Like, because I know not everybody likes Tom Brady. Not everybody likes anybody we throw
it's
out
tough
there.
Tough not to like Brady, though, man. He did everything except for a couple of little cheating stints. He did everything the right way for the most
that,
part.
But people are going to hold that against him, and, you know, you know, the ball. And
it's whatever. We're never going to see that again. You got to kind of just appreciate it. Like, I love Mahomes. I think he's incredible. He's not going to play for another 20 years or something like that and you know, reach those numbers. None of these guys are going to do it. I think it's not even just the physical aspect of it. It's the mental aspect of it, right? Like, to play into your 40s at that position,
well,
and having the desire to do it.
And then guys that played with him said he worked year-round on his job. Like, there was no time for anything else, basically saying, yeah, Tom kind of dropped the ball in the personal life because of the greatness of what it takes and what he wanted. He was on a mission, and I think it finally, you know,
remember what he was doing in Tampa, where he's playing at those parks where, like, you weren't allowed to be, and he was, yeah, he's a guy
100%.
Who was a complete lunatic, and I don't see any players now that are going to want to do that into their 40s, man. I just, that's the tough part of it, and I don't think we'll ever see that again.
We just went through, it's pretty interesting. It felt like yesterday and I might be off a little bit, where Brett Favre was still playing and putting up big numbers. Peyton Manning was blown by everybody, right? Till his arm, then the arm went out and he lost his fastball. Hell, he lost half his changeup. And you had those guys, and then Drew Brees is like quietly throwing for a zillion yards in New Orleans every year. And then it was kind of Tom and Drew. And Drew was a little bit ahead in yards and touchdowns, but they're going back and forth. But you could see the Drew thing was starting to really slow down, not playing great in bigger games at the end of the year. And Tom was still knocking it out, hitting Super Bowls, throwing big yards. And, man, you look now, and Drew retired a couple years ago, and Tom Brady has just done nothing. And, by the way, the other thing, and I mentioned earlier, and I don't want to hit this Tom Brady thing all day, but I do want to give him, you know, his props for what he's done in our most popular sport that we have here. In this country, is the last 3 years, his numbers in Tampa Bay, one championship, but put up big numbers. He was throwing like 5,000 yards. I know last year was kind of off and a little misleading because they really struggled offensively. But Tom Brady still put up numbers we don't see around here very often. 25 touchdown passes. Go back and look over the last 20, 25 years how many times we've had a quarterback throw for 25 touchdown passes in a season. And listen, we're talking about Tom Brady, and I bring it back here a little bit. And speaking of here and letting that topic go a little bit here, Tua, we've been sitting here going, what the hell's going on? Why is he still in concussion protocol? Probably bothers me a little bit more than everybody else. Like Doc. I mean, I was ready to call the team doctors. Like, hey, man, take the damn guy. Nothing going to happen to him. I mean, I'm sure he's focused on his family and not stressing about anything. It's the off season, and sure enough, he cleared concussion protocol yesterday, and apparently changed his agent as well. Lee Steinberg is out. I don't know who the new guys are. Ryan Williams and those guys, I have no idea.
Any thoughts on that? What to make of that?
Yes. Contract stuff. 100%. He doesn't need it. He's got a marketing person, so he doesn't need that.
Seems strange that he would fire his agent at this point or switch agents. I don't know what kind of contract he's trying to get here, Joe. I don't know, but it was nice to see him get finally cleared from that thing, though.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. I
told you yesterday he was going to be 100%. He's fine. Good to go, man.
Well, he's good to go yesterday. They must have been listening to you and said he's good to go.
Can he play flag football this weekend?
That's too late.
Nope, too late. Okay.
Those guys, he and a couple other guys that are banged up for personal reasons that look like they had to go to an alternate about four deep to find somebody who wanted to jump in all the new games in Las Vegas that they're going to be playing. Hey, by the way, got a big old show. I know we got Super Bowl next week, and we got a lot of stuff set up and getting stuff set up yesterday for next week. But Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network is going to join us. He's at the Senior Bowl. He'll join us at 7 o'clock this morning and talk about a couple of guys from down here and check in on the strength for those of you that get caught up on everything. And Senior Bowl, of course, was on TV all day yesterday watching those guys practice. Mark Clayton, the great one, is going to join us from the Marx Brothers, of course, going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour as well. He's in town. He's going to have a signing along with Mark Duper this Saturday that we'll be telling you about. Charles Davis from NFL analyst for CBS Sports and also at the Senior Bowl will join us. And Pete Prisco will also join us this morning. You're not going to believe who whose name showed up at the Senior Bowl yesterday. I was blown away. You ready for this name? UM fans, you ready for this? Nesta Silveira. Remember that name? Former Canes defensive tackle. Left and went to Arizona State, so we'll get caught up on him. I guess Tyreek Stevenson's just playing his ass off. I see him yesterday. I'm watching TV. He's in the middle of all defensive backs, getting them all ready to go. You don't think he knows the importance of this thing with the GMs and head coaches like on top of you? I've never seen people allowed to get so close as you can get at the Senior Bowl for drills. If you saw how close the cameras were for everybody yesterday in one-on-one drills, it was pretty amazing. So, anyway, Woody, what do you got for me this morning?
All right, well, you mentioned Mark Clayton, Joe. How about some good news here? We're giving away a dual-number custom jersey signed by Duper and Clayton. Plus a meet and greet with the Marx Brothers at Sinbad Sports. It's in the shops of Pembroke Gardens this Saturday, noon to 2. You can go to sinbadsports.com for all the details. And to enter, it's the last day to do this, Joe, text the word Sinbad, S-I-N-B-A-D, to 20357. That's Sinbad, S-I-N-B-A-D, to 20357 to enter for a chance to win there. That is a sweet jersey, by the way.
That's kind of a special one. Yeah. The Mark and Mark, the Marx Brothers. I don't understand, though. Tomorrow's Friday. Why can't we do it tomorrow?
I have code words going up until Thursday, man. Oh. I don't.
All right.
I appreciate
that. I got you, man.
We could still do it. We could talk about it. I just don't think we have a code word for tomorrow.
All right. So
possible our boss forgot.
No, that's all right. Hey, we're just glad he's okay.
I think you guys had a nice talk in the parking lot yesterday.
Well, we talked a little bit. I got him to open up. He may have a little girlfriend.
Wow.
Said, hey, I may have a girlfriend. Go, good, Lynn, that's great.
Are you going to get to the bottom of that?
You sleeping with her? All right, hey, listen.
You did say that.
I did say that. All right, listen, we've got a lot. I had to get in an awkward moment with the guy, you know. We're sitting there talking like, I feel like I was a sophomore in high school. How you doing? I just started dating.
So, you know, what was funny was some of the people from the other stations thought, because we were talking to them in the parking lot, they thought we were getting fired. And you go, no, no, that's just when he comes in.
Yeah, I said, don't.
So
we
didn't like plan to meet see him. He just we no, saw
we,
him in the parking
we
lot.
We have to catch him at 10 or a little bit after. He's got we call unique hours.
Is that what we call it?
Unique. Oh man. I don't think he even knows we take shots at him every now. I just think he's out there. Hey, I'll tell you who else is out there with great product here, South Florida. Chevy dealers, man, we got one hot SUV family for you, full of great-looking Tahoes, according to what size you like better. Smaller SUVs like the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Equinox. Plenty of style and substance and a great look. And our midsize SUV, one of the best-kept secrets that we have in the new SUV family at your South Florida Chevy dealers. That Traverse has so much space, and it looks so nice. That's one thing about Chevy, man. Tahoes and Suburbans. Got a brand new look a couple years ago, more of a sporty look, and with it, added more space to our big boys, the Tahoe and the Suburban. Man, whether you're looking for the new or used in really good shape, we got them for you. These are the best overall, not just SUVs, but trucks we've ever had as well. Silverado trucks, are you kidding me? Strong, durable Silverado trucks, whether it's a full-time working truck, you're up this morning already in your Silverado truck going out to do a little extra work or get an early jump on it, or you still need the family truck, little room for the kids in the back. We got every kind of truck possible for your lifestyle. And the Corvettes and Camaros, hard to get those Corvettes, but if you see it, man, I'll tell you what, and you don't have to be going through a divorce or changing your life to see that Corvette is sexy. Oh my God, is it nice. Hey, if you've got some time and you're starting to look around for something new or used in really good shape, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. You're in for a great experience with convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Florida Chevy dealer. All right, and welcome back here on a Thursday. Speaking of Thursday, Heat and Knicks tonight at Madison Square Garden. I always feel bad for the Knicks. I'm going to tell you why. Nobody goes to Madison Square Garden ever, no matter how bad they are, and goes, we're kind of flat tonight. because everybody wants to play there. A lot of stars show up. It's just kind of a legendary place to play. And so you're going to get the best. And the Heat, really good shape. 29-23 on the season. The Knicks at 27-25. So they'll play tonight. Always fun games. And we'll see what happens there tonight. And speaking of that, also, we're going to find out who's going to be All-Star Reserves today. And we got a couple guys. I don't think all three are going. Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, and Jimmy Butler. I'm guessing Jimmy Butler's a slam dunk. And I don't know. Do we get a second guy? Do we get a second guy as with all the teams in there? We'll find out. But, yeah, we expect Jimmy to be in on that before they decide to pick it on pick teams here right before the game. That's coming up. This is going to be completely different, but looking forward to him. By the way, Woody just asked me, anybody catch the NBA game last night? Boston against Brooklyn Nets. That's the best shooting I've ever seen in the first quarter. I know there's been other games. They couldn't miss. They were knocking down threes, and, I mean, it was a 30-point game after one. So I was like, well, good. I just wanted to see the first quarter. I turned it off. What did he get to, 47 points or something crazy? They just kept knocking down threes. And yeah, that thing was over. Of course, Kevin Durant's not back yet. Going to be back in a week or a week and a half or so. But, yeah, that was some pretty damn good shooting by Boston last night for sure. That was crazy. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. We're going to be going up to the Senior Bowl. More news coming out yesterday. It is amazing how in a matter of just one game, the 49ers could be in such great shape at quarterback to really a mess. However you look at this Purdy thing. So I listened to a baseball player yesterday was talking about Purdy's make-believe world of 6 months if he's got Tommy John surgery. You know, these pitchers are out for more than a year. These guys that are really good, and we have a couple, every team in baseball, either in the minor leagues or in the major leagues, that blows out a couple arms every year. Usually a lot of young guys that throw hard seem to hit first. They get their first one, then they come back and throw harder. It's an incredible surgery. One of the most advanced surgeries of all time is that Tommy John surgery. But somebody said, like, is this guy in make-believe world? A former Marlin last night, we were talking about this. And I said, yeah, that's a weird one, man. I said, he goes 6 months. He might not be barely throwing in 6 months. So I don't know. Trey Lance is coming back from ankle, and they told Jimmy G, hey, bud, serious this time. You won't be back. We're serious. You're not coming back. And with all this news about quarterbacks, and if you get bored, really, really bored, just look at the 32 teams. And if you're not aware, you can look at the stats, the quarterbacks for each team. But you probably got a pretty good idea if you watch the NFL who the 32 quarterbacks are and in some cases who the key backups have been. And you realize that we have a serious shortage of quarterbacks. Some of it because of injury. Some guys haven't worked out in the system they're in. We've had a couple of nice stories. The guys kind of got their careers going again, Seattle and Miami. But this thing right now, I just, and then Tom Brady retires on top of it. You realize, I know some of you aren't going to like this, and you can call me an ass kisser all you want. Derek Carr's value just keeps going up with all these guys, and whatever's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. And, of course, every week we wait to hear Aaron Rodgers. Wow, I feel like they're trying to trade me now. Oh, yeah, they can get a lot for you. Man, yeah, I didn't see that. And, of course, he's playing his games. But you're just running out of names on quarterbacks. There's just especially healthy ones. I mean, part of this is guys are injured. Derek Carr is sitting back. And he's going to be the big winner with this whole thing. And not to mention, how many rookie quarterbacks are going to have to come in and play right away this year? You're in such bad quarterback shape.
All four of them?
You might even go down as far as Richardson from Florida, who they're talking about this great potential talent. I hate that, by the way.
I know you don't like that, but he's going to be, what, the eighth or ninth pick, something like that?
I don't know. He's going to be up there in the top 15 for sure, according to who you watch.
But that is crazy, isn't it? He didn't do it for me at Florida, obviously.
No, he did it one game.
I guess he's got all the stuff that checks the boxes for an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, but man, you start going on that potential because he's big, he's strong, he really wants to get better.
I mean, sounds like your boy Josh Allen, though.
Yeah. Well, how many guys? I mean, I just – listen – I understand. There's no exact science to this thing, and I'm not acting like, and I say all the time, I couldn't do it either. If I was to go by my picks, I'd have gotten fired 400 times. If radio stations were firing talk show hosts that felt strongly about quarterbacks, and that's the one we need, I'd have been fired 14 times by now, if not more. Serious. I'd be the first to tell you. Can't pick them. I've had guys that I thought, my God, that arm, he can't mess that up. He's got to be really good. And by the way, it's not just me, Bill Parcells. I watch you coach a guy at the Senior Bowl and take him in the second friggin' round. And so I'm like, he got hit so hard he had to retire and try baseball. So.
Pat White.
That's right.
Playing in Canada, right?
He tried Canada and then he went and tried baseball.
Right?
Yeah, it was.
So both the guys that do mock drafts for CBS here have four quarterbacks going in the top nine. Pretty easy to figure out, by the way, which teams they are, right? I mean, you have the Texans.
Yep.
They got to take someone, and they have the second pick. You got the Colts.
For sure.
Got to take someone, right? Yeah. I mean, they don't have anyone.
They have just done terrible with trading for veteran quarterbacks. Terrible.
Now, these guys have two different scenarios with Vegas here. They have one guy has them taking Will Levis at seven. Another guy has him trading up to take C.J. Stroud at one.
Okay.
Taking that Bears pick. The other guy is the Bears taking Jalen Carter, the defensive lineman. And then you got the Carolina Panthers who need a quarterback.
No. That's just
at nine.
And by the way, that's just the beginning. I mean, there's a lot of teams. They got some serious problems right now with quarterbacks. And then you get into getting a key backup quarterback because – you've seen a couple of teams go through three quarterbacks this year, the Dolphins being one. Of course, the 49ers had to play four. And that whole thing has just been a complete mess. But I think Derek Carr is just sitting back and going, wow, this is unbelievable. Even if they cut me, I'm going to have great value. And some teams might be so desperate, they might just trade for me and pick up my big fat contract just to know that they can get me.
Well, remember what we did yesterday? We went through the NFC South and the quarterbacks that are left, especially after Brady retired. So Jimmy G feels like a starter, right?
Yes.
And so does Derek Carr. I don't think Derek Carr's all that great, but he feels like a starter. So like I can go bring
him
back to the Dolphins, and everyone wants this backup that can just come in and win games. And I don't know where that name is out there, Joe. There's not going to be a top-caliber starting quarterback you're going to be able to put as a backup.
Well,
like Teddy Bridgewater, Skylar Thompson, those are probably going to be your choices, right?
No, they're going to look for somebody else.
Well, who else would you go with?
I don't know.
Andy, the Gardner Minshew
Andy
type
Dalton
thing?
And Mariota and Winston and all those guys that don't get – they're all
– oh, God.
I'm just telling you.
Andy Dalton.
There's going to be a lot of guys that have played in the league that have some experience that somebody's got to be backup quarterbacks. Chad Henne's still playing. Still gets his one game a year, his one, you know, couple of series a game or in a game to help him win. And he'll keep playing. He's 35 now. He's still in the league. Still going strong.
He's got a great deal. He only got to play once.
I said that.
One drive a year.
Don't
it's
have
great.
To, don't have
he
to
had a hell of a
much.
Drive, by the way. Was it a 98-yard drive?
Nice drive. Went to the right guy, rolled out, hit his guys, got the short passes, got a nice run in there, and was able to get it. Hey, the other thing that everybody's all over the board with this Dolphins team, and if you're not aware of this, Senior Bowl-wise, while our coaching staff and our front office are up at the Senior Bowl, we have a second-round pick and we have two third-round picks. That's where we are. Our ones are all gone. to improve the team. At the trade, as well as a trade deadline that we did it, and a trade for our number one receiver that worked out great. But this thing at the offensive line is really interesting, and you got Eichenberg and Austin Jackson. You got to figure out, so do they come back, and do you just slap them right back at left guard and right tackle and go, those are guys with Armstead and Connor Williams and Robert Hunt. There you have it again. Starting five. All healthy to start a brand new year. Kind of the whole Tua Tagovailoa. Brand new year. Let's just put them out there and get some good backups. Try to bring in Brandon Shell again and some stuff. I don't know. Do you go out and get another offensive lineman with one of those three picks? You just keep firing. We've taken a lot of offensive linemen in the first, second, and third round recently in this rebuild. We've taken a lot of guys. Now, Michael Dieter, I believe, is a free agent, if I'm not mistaken. He's just about at that point. But he hasn't played. They've shown their hands on how they feel about Michael Dieter. I mean, they didn't even get to start the season, and they brought Connor Williams in. We thought he was going to be a guard, and they go, no, no. We think you're going to be a great center. By the way, ended up being a great center. Really, really good. Good, productive center for the team. And so I go, okay, so Michael Dieter's probably going to play some guard like he did his first year. Nope. New coaching staff, about the fourth offensive line coach, goes, no, we're going to keep him at center. And when we have all our problems at guard and tackle, we have to rotate these guys, we're going to go with Robert Jones and go there instead. So they've kind of shown their hand, right, on Michael Dieter and where he stands on this thing. I don't know. I mean, maybe they have him try to come back as a backup center. But he didn't play at all. With all those injuries, and we're trying to figure out who was going to be the seven guys every week, eight guys, he didn't get on the field for offensive plays. Yeah, so I've been kind of getting on everybody. So, we need one or two offensive linemen, and we need a veteran. You might be right. You might be right. That might be higher on the priority list.
I hit you with that yesterday, man. Well, he's like, well, you know, he's like, oh, you know, you need this offensive line because so Tua doesn't get hit, and it's like, well, Tua's going to get hit.
Well, he's going to get hit no matter what.
Yeah,
nobody's going to have a clean uniform the whole game. He's going to get hit.
Is that your number one need, though?
No.
Right now? What do you think is the number one need for this team? You're not going to be able to address everything this year, right?
So we don't have a run. I don't know if we have a running back under contract.
Okay, where do you go for a running back then?
Well, it's not just one. It's one, two, and three. If there's a position, you want to talk about a position, we played four guys this year because we had guys banged up. We had to go with four. So you got to draft one. I think that's high on the draft board. If you're
second
asking.
Round?
Huh?
Second round?
Maybe.
Okay. I like that you're coming around on running back.
Okay, whatever. Second, third. I just don't like him in first round. So one of those three picks got to be a running back. I'm going to give you another one that might be, although you're probably looking for a young corner. I think you're okay at safety. I'd be surprised if you went with another safety early. I'm talking early picks. But I could see a cover corner being in there as well. All right, listen, we'll talk more about that situation with Kyle Krabs. He's at the Senior Bowl, and we'll talk to him 7 o'clock. He's up early before they jump right back into it with all the players again today with interviews and practices and everything else. Kyle will join us at 7 o'clock. Mark Clayton, my former teammate and one of the great wide receivers of all time, going to be in town. Actually, he is in town. We'll be at a signing on Saturday, so we'll talk to Clayton. Coming up at 7:40 this morning as well. So we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Right now, I want to talk to you about Nuceria Health. I love talking about Nuceria Health. I love talking about Dr. Alex Alonzo at Nuceria Health, who put me on a proven hormone replacement therapy program. So months ago, like a lot of people, I said, hey, man, what's going on, Joe? You know, you're meeting with a guy I don't really know. I said, well, it starts with energy, man. I want to increase my energy. Said, I'm freaking tired all the time. And I know I'm not a spring chicken. I'm in my 60s here. And I said, I like to raise my sexual lift. I like to have more sexual drive. And I like to lose some weight. And so, you know, he wants to hear your goals. And then he goes, all right, let's get going on it. You know, changing diet a little bit. We're going to do some different things and help you. And man, I got to tell you, after a few months, I just felt so much better that I just couldn't wait to start telling everybody out there about Neisseria Health and their programs, what they do. And it all starts with the doctor and that great staff, supporting staff that he has to work for you. Here's the best news. You're going, well, Neisseria Health's in Dade County. I don't know, John. I don't want to go down and fight the traffic. And well, don't worry about it. You don't have to. You can do a Zoom call, have your blood work done at your home. You never have to leave your house. Get the whole program, meet with a doctor, talk to him. He's a great listener about what you want to get accomplished, and it puts you on a safe program that's perfect for you. It's that easy, man. I don't know about you. I want to get more out of the fourth quarter of life. 786-305-6337. That's 786-305-6337. Or go to myneisseria.com. You can learn more about them and all the great programs they have. Learn more about the doctor, the staff, and all the rest of them, and some of the things they're doing right now at Neisseria Health. Get ready to get more life, get more energy, and start feeling young again.
Yeah. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think when you ask that question, that way I understand, but I think if you looked at the injuries, common sense would answer that question. I mean, how have they gotten hurt? I mean, I'm sorry Josh got a concussion when he hit the ground. So that's the fourth one you're talking about. I'm sorry our quarterback got his elbow bent backwards on a normal drop back pass. I'm sorry on a drop back pass, someone rolled up on Jimmy's ankle. And then we have a dual threat quarterback who got hurt running the ball. So to throw all those four in that category, no quarterbacks got hurt when we had to hand it off the whole second half. So we can look into that.
Oh, boy. Coach Shanahan, head coach for the San Francisco 49ers, not real happy with a question from a reporter saying, hey, man, kind of got all your guys hurt. How do you feel? You're coaching. Your blocking schemes couldn't got them hurt. Real dumbass question, to be honest. Like, I haven't seen a coach yet that purposely, especially when you're talking about one of the best in the business, trying to purposely get one of their quarterbacks hurt or blow his arm out. What they had the blown out arm and a concussion. Yeah, that's just what he was trying to do. Is a guy misses a block or blocks the wrong guy. Now. So he wasn't real happy. Actually, he could have been more of a jerk about it. He actually held up a little sarcasm in there, but not bad at all. Not bad stuff. All right, so been talking about a lot of different things here this morning, and we're going to be going up to Senior Bowl in just a few minutes and talking to Kyle Krabs, who's up early this morning for another two big practice days yesterday and today. Before the game, the Senior Bowl, and, of course, all the teams up there, a lot of the head coaches up there as well, and evaluating talent for this upcoming draft. It just never stops. The league just never stops. And at the other end, the next time somebody tries to tell you that's been around the NFL a long time, oh, I think this is the best shape the NFL's ever been in with the quarterback position, you tell them to kiss your rear end because it's not a very smart comment. It's not in very good shape. And by the way, I don't just blame the quarterbacks. I know everybody just, oh, that guy sucks. I think a lot of it has to do with coaches, the schemes, why you're not getting more out of quarterbacks. And a great example is right here. I never thought Tua was going to have the success that he had this year when he was healthy. So I do believe guys that look like they have no chance to ever play, put in the right situation with what they do the best and a good supporting cast. That's part of it too, which falls not just on the coach but on the front office giving you a chance. But if you can't figure that part out, we've had some great quarterbacks through the years that Archie Manning comes to mind first. The Saints were terrible the whole time he was a member of the Saints. And there were a lot of guys like that back then. Plunkett was in New England. They were terrible. He finally got out of there, got to play at the Raiders and had some success. But so some of that does fall back on the teams and coaches and all that stuff. I do believe coaching matters at every level, high school, college, professionally, with techniques and getting guys' confidence up, putting them in a system where they can have confidence and, you know, be able to go out and have some good games and put them together and everything else. Listen, the Geno story out in Seattle is a great story. 34 years old, I think. Is that what I saw? 34 from here in Miramar High School, went to West Virginia. I thought he was just going to be a lifetime backup and get a chance to play a lot of games as starter. He goes to Seattle this year, and nobody thought, I'm not sure Seattle thought he was going to be their guy. What's he throw, 30 touchdowns? Huh. They're talking about him getting a contract now, man, getting that contract that they're all trying to get.
That's the new thing in the NFL, man. It's like getting guys' confidence back. I mean, look what Look what they did down here. Mike McDaniel's job that he did with Tua is, I mean, it's almost miraculous, right?
It's the best part of what he did.
I mean, it's unreal that he turned a guy who was basically done into a, you know, legitimate starter. Injury, you know, stuff aside, but man, what he did with Tua is remarkable.
He basically said, Tua, when you're healthy, I'm gonna have you putting up some good numbers. I can't help with the other part, because it's impossible. Your quarterback, even in today's game, is going to get hit. Guy's going to hit him late. There's going to be some frustration hits. You're going to decide to run a little late. You're going to get tackled from behind. You're going to step up in the pocket when it collapses and you realize you're going to get sacked. There is no way you're going to get sacked if you play a full season. What? I don't want to exaggerate this. 30 to 40 times you're going to roll out for no gain or a short gain trying to get out of the pocket. We saw that. You're going to get tackled. And you're going to get hit as you're throwing the ball.
And it's everyone. I mean, even Brady was getting hit at the end of this thing. Like, it's all of them.
And
the offensive lines, by the end of the season, start to fall apart.
They fall, and you're going to have some guys have some whiff blocks. It's just going to happen, or block the wrong guy and as double-team one guy and leave the other guy wide open for a straight shot at the quarterback. And in those situations, they got to eat the ball, and they're going to get hit. There's just no way when everybody, you got to get better offensive line so Tua didn't get hit. Listen, man, it doesn't matter who you get. The blitz and everything else, you're going to get hit. Nothing you can do about that. Nothing. And by the way, Tua got some good news. Cleared from the concussion protocol. Now we can get the new start. And while he's at it, he said, and by the way, I went out and got a new agent. Lee Steinberg is out. Got a new group there, which means he's already working on that new contract, seeing if he can get something going with this agent. If missing 5.5 games is going to hurt him, or can he get something done going forward? We've got the 7 o'clock hour coming up here, man, on a Thursday. Got some Heat basketball tonight against the Knicks. And we've got all kinds of – football never sleeps, folks. It just – it never sleeps. Derek Carr got to be the happiest man outside of the two teams playing in the Super Bowl, and one of them's going to have a chance to get a ring, and they're hard to get. But Derek Carr's got to be, for a guy that was asked to leave the last couple of games, just take off. You're not going to be playing here anymore. Could anybody's value be any higher than Derek Carr's right now to be somebody's starting quarterback and probably get a really good contract if they don't pick up the one he has? Right now, I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. When you have those sports-related injuries and you don't have to be a quarterback. Listen, the more active you are, we've got our kids playing more year-round sports than we ever had. Same sport. They're really good. And with playing sports every day and putting in lots of practice and playing a lot of games, comes the more risk of injury. I think you probably know that by now. Sure, it's nice to have Baptist Health South Florida down here, taking care of a lot of our professional teams and one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. So people ask me, where do the pros go, Joe? And I go, well, that's pretty easy when they get injured. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida that travel with the team, take care of a lot of the operations, a lot of the specialists they use at Baptist Health. They got them right there. Some of the best in the business with lots of experience for the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. I can go on and on. But the good news is you don't have to be a top high school, college, or professional athlete to see those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho and check it out. Oh, by the way, Broward County, I got great news for you. Got a brand new facility on 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. You know, drive by it every morning about 3:30 in the morning. It's all lit up. The pineapple's right there for you to see. And that means we're ready to take good care of you with in-house physical therapists, great doctors working together. One goal every day, get you back healthy, playing the sports you love the most. So make sure you check it out. That new place right off 595 in Pine Island in Plantation in Broward.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.